Good Monday morning, and welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of this feature that presents talented Tennessee Valley writers reading their own works. Today, we have a visit from poet Aubrey Fannin, who brings us two remembrances of his mother's passing.
What's this that steals upon my frame? Is it death? These two poems were written while my mother was leaving this world. At Dinnerbell Park, the Haints are friendly. No, more like cozy spirits in little felt boxes, in old quilt trunks, suspended silently around places where we played. They see through you, but don't feel sorry for you, and can't, or won't, tell why you turned this way instead of that. Can't tell you the things you should have asked and committed to memory before now. These are the last days of being burdened to do a few chores around the home place and in your head, where you never imagined the time when their song would whisper away into the hush of winter pines. But here we are. Look at your hands. They look like your mama's hands back when you told her they looked old. When you get done wrapping the faucet and rolling up the hosepipe, you better retrace the tall grass trails your daddy mowed. Retrace your mama's steps from the house to the garden and gather in those memories by the armload while she's still here to ask. Mama will remember. She still remembers turning in a peeping Tom in 1943. But Tom was the wrong teacher's pet to tell on, so with a sign of shame, she was sent on classroom parade. Her eyes ain't too good now, but those memories still set loose childlike tears, and she can see that the tulip poplar held on to its leaves extra long this year. Odd, because it's been so dry. We pray for rain to settle the dust, pray for it to make spittle, to salve our dust blindness, so we can see this dying through her eyes. Papa gave her 2 acres and a pecan tree already ancient when it first shaded her baby girl 60-some-odd years ago. Roots anchoring deep, drinking from the same wellspring that still holds our 6-year-old voices captive 30 feet down in the earth, occasionally sending them back up to echo over terrace rows. Curves of land hand-carved by her papa for sweet corn and peas, and for the hope of a daughter, for her okra and tomatoes, for her thrift and mountain laurel, for her 3 generations, and for her rock, our daddy, 7 years gone now. It's different this time, you see. Back then, we still had his dog. We still had his sweetheart to come home to. But the hillside heap still keeps his Mountain Dew bottles, fat, with prize-winning caps. Styrofoam labels bright green and white, unfaded under 40 years of leaf. Chestnut oak, cherry, redbud. Evidence of happiness and high sugar. In the 80s recession, Daddy prospered in the construction of wonderful cheeseburgers at the exit 310 Freeway Exxon, flashing red letters F-O-O-D, food. Feeding weary travelers and leaning into the mop handle, singing and smiling, and then with anticipation and horn blowing, he had rolled down the gravel driveway into Dinnerbell Park. Come and eat. November 15, 2023, 10:23 p.m. All is well. I took a picture of your cat as he slept in the back bedroom, curled up in your cozy home. He purred while we waited on young men in jeans and sport coats to carry you away. I took a picture outside your window, a security light silhouette of crepe myrtle and cedar. It was the room where I slept until I was 5. The little bed in the corner where you tucked me in, under knit blanket with satin trim, like the one tucked around you now. Your children scurry, or more like pace and wander, for hugs and to tidy up your house and this business of passing away. The neighborhood's casserole offering that we laughed around, bickered around, and loved, not 3 hours earlier, is divided among us in your Cool Whip containers. We wash the dishes, take out the trash, pragmatic like you, and one by one circle back to the room where you are no longer. Though, like rising bread, your voice lingers in the air. So I will take your pecan cracker, the antique salt crock, the spinning wheel. I will take your seasoned egg skillet, and I will use it, because you were practical like that. Here we are, another November. Pecan leaves cover the ground. Blue jays jaw at the squirrels. And per your instruction, there is life in your house again. Sunrise breakfast is still prepared under the east window. Your eldest fills its walls with all is well. And your cat still sleeps in the back bedroom, curled up in his cozy home.
Aubrey Fannin is a geographer and mapmaker and currently does IT work for the government. He lives with his wife and daughter in Newmarket, where he enjoys growing muscadines and learning about wine and beer. You can hear Aubrey's poems again or any of the past Sundial Writers' stories and poems by going online to WLRH.org and clicking on Sundial under the Programs tab. You can hear a new episode of this feature each Monday morning at 9 right here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.